Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Romans chapter 12, verse 21. Paul doesn't say overcome evil by fighting hard against evil. He says, overcome evil with good. That's not a nice sentiment. That's a strategy. Respond in the opposite spirit. The works of the flesh and the fruit of the spirit are not random lists. They're opposing realities. One is the enemy's nature, the other is God's nature, and where God's nature shows up, the enemy's nature always falls short. Where hatred rises, love is always stronger. Where discord spreads, peace holds its ground. Where bitterness tries to take root, patience outlasts it. The fruit of the Spirit is a weapon against the forces of darkness. Scripture tells us exactly how these weapons work. Peace, guard your heart and mind. Joy is your strength. Love empowers you to bear all things. These aren't metaphors. They're descriptions of what's already at work in your life through Christ Jesus. Peace is guarding your mind right now from chaos. Joy is rising as your strength in this season. Love is empowering you to bear what should have broken you. The enemy has no defense against any of it. This is what it means to move in the opposite spirit, responding from the nature of God in you that's more powerful than anything trying to work against you. The darkness doesn't fight the light. It's overcome by it in an instant, just like flipping a light switch in a dark room. Every time you respond from God's nature, which is now your nature in Christ Jesus, instead of reacting, and so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. God is love. Not God has love. Not God gives love when you earn it. God is love. And if God is in you, then love is in you. The question isn't whether you have love today. It's which love are you participating in? Because there are two flows. The world offers one version of love. It's conditional, inconsistent, and often contradictory. We see it everywhere. People calling for love and unity one moment and posting something hateful the next. The world's love is more of an ideal than a reality. It sounds beautiful, but it breaks down quickly under pressure. Then there's God's love, initiated by Him, not earned by us. Unconditional, relentless, and not dependent on whether the other person deserves it. This is the love that laid down its life before we ever asked for it. This love doesn't retreat in opposition, it rises. Here's the principle that changed everything for me. Where you participate, you replicate. If you're participating in the world's version of love, reacting to every offense, keeping score, letting disappointment turn into bitterness, you will replicate the world. You'll look more like the culture than like your father. But if you're participating in God's love, receiving it, trusting it, responding from it, you replicate heaven. His love flows to you, takes root in you, and flows through you towards everyone you encounter. Now, this is key to participation. You can't give what you haven't received. The first step to walking in love is to receive it for yourself first. Let Him love you today, not as a concept, as the most real thing about your day. When you are resting in His love for you, love for others isn't something you have to force. It flows to you, in you, through you. The love you participate in is the love you replicate.